and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter's calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
I help you.
What?
Well.
Oh, oh dear. Oh, my. I don't know what's wrong with me. I seem to be all thumbs today.
I wouldn't say that.
Did you come in to pick up some flowers?
No, but that's what I seem to be doing. You. I'm Mr. Halliday. The Creeping Charlie.
Charlie Halliday?
No, Greg Halliday. I ordered a Creeping Charlie for my beach house.
Oh, right, of course. Oh, I'm sorry, Creepy. I mean, Charlie. Don't be Greg! I mean, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I was just having one of those days.
Your name is?
Janet Wood. W-O-O-D. Janet Wood. That's all right.
Janet.
Yes.
That's a lovely name, Janet.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, here's your plant, Mr. Halliday. It's all ready.
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
How much?
How much what?
How much do I owe you?
Oh, you don't owe me anything. You mean for the plant. that plant is $15.
$15. By the way, do you have any Boston fern?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's too bad.
Actually, we did have some, but they were looking really puny, so I took them home to my apartment.
Lucky ferns.
Yes, well, you know how plants are. They just thrive on love and affection.
Oh, I agree. I believe every living thing needs love and affection.
Me too. I just love giving love to living things.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I mean is that if there wasn't any giving love, then there wouldn't be any living things. No, what I mean is... What I meant to say was that plants are just like people. Mm-hmm. They're just like people. They need love and water and fertilizer.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah,
that's
one way.
Well, gee, it's too bad about the Nephrolepis exultata.
Oh, am I impressed. You know the Latin name for Boston fern?
Well, it's just something about ferns that turns me on.
Really?
Well, they're so quiet and mysterious. Oh, you should see my asparagus friend, Jerry.
I'll bet it's beautiful.
Well, gee. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, Janet.
Oh, well, I've enjoyed it too, Greg. Wait.
Yes?
If you would like to see those ferns, I could show them to you.
You mean the ones in your apartment?
Oh, yes. You know, if you're interested in the ferns, I would love for you to see them, if you're interested in those ferns.
Fine. I'd love to look at anything you have to show me.
I get off at 6:30.
Great. I'll pick you up.
Great. What's new? Huh? A creeping Charlie? Is that anything like a peeping Tom? Oh, really? Oh, he sounds fantastic. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, well, actually, Chrissy, we sort of planned to be alone tonight.
Where are you and Greg going?
To our apartment.
Oh, where are Jack and I going?
Out.
Please? Oh, Janet, I was going to wash my hair tonight.
Oh, but Chrissy, gee, I've just met him. I don't know how he'll react to the three of us living together.
Aren't you going to tell him?
Oh, sure, but later on, after we know each other just a little better. Listen, Chrissy, tonight I want everything to rock but the boat.
Okay. All right, Jack and I will be out of here by 7. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Chrissy, how do you feel about tuna casserole for dinner tonight?
I'd love it.
Good.
But don't make it.
What?
You and I are going out tonight. You see, Janet's met this terrific new guy, and she's invited him back here.
Janet asked a guy out? Why?
So he wouldn't ask her out.
Now, why don't I understand that?
This way, she gets the home court advantage.
Home court advantage?
Well, sure, it's always easier for a girl to be taken advantage of in her own home.
Oh, really? Okay, Chrissy, you serve, I'll receive.
Yes, yeah, I'll play that game. What are we going to do tonight?
I got it, the basketball game.
Oh, I love watching basketball. I once had a date with a basketball player.
How was it?
So-so.
Oh, wasn't he good company?
I don't know. He was so tall, everything he said went right over my head.
Hey, Chris, I better catch Larry before he gets rid of those tickets. It's going to be so much fun. Wilkes dribbles down foul line. Cross courts the ball to Dantley. Dantley fakes out the center. Goes up, passes the ball to Martin. Nixon. Nixon looks around. Throws the ball to Jabbar. Jabbar takes it and says, thanks, Shorty. Bounce the ball. Turns for his famous pivot jump shot. And there he goes.
Jack! Did you fall?
Jack, did you fall?
Are you all right?
He's not hurt, but he broke my rubber tree plant.
Oh, my legs.
Mommy! Oh, there it is. I can feel it in my left leg.
See, it doesn't hurt.
We better get him to a hospital.
Oh, you're right. Stanley, give her the keys to your car.
My car?
Yeah, Jack can lie down in the back seat.
Is there enough room?
I wouldn't know.
Here. Might need some gas. Takes premium.
It takes regular. Stanley, help him up.
Here. Let me put my arm around your shoulder.
Hey. Jack, this is an emergency. Don't get cute. Got him, Chris.
Yeah.
Chrissy, stay close to me, huh? In case I fall, I'd like something soft to land on.
Oh, Stanley, you've been out of here for ages. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Jack.
Oh, that's nice. You're really worried about him.
Well, of course I'm worried about him. If he's hurt bad, he could sue me.
Why would he do that?
Because he slipped on my wet steps. I just finished hosing them down.
Oh.
You'll see. He'll sue me, and my insurance premiums will go right through the roof.
Oh, don't be silly. He's just a little bruised. You know Jack. He's young. He's in fine physical condition.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably up and flitting around right now.
Hi, Mr. Roper, Mrs. Roper.
What's that?
The doctor said his leg is fractured.
Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry.
Thanks. Listen, Chrissy, I think I should go upstairs and get a little rest.
Yeah. Thanks for the loan of your car, Mr. Roper.
Oh. Remember, Jack, I loaned you my car.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, Mr. Roper.
And you can forget about the gas that you used. It's on me.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Mr. Roper.
Need a couple aspirin, Jack? I'll let you have it for nothing. Helen, give him some aspirin.
No, Mr. Roper, it's okay. I'm okay.
Remember, Jack, I'm the one who picked you up. Remember that.
Oh, I appreciate that. You've been very kind. Thanks for everything you've done.
You hear that? He's going to sue me.
Chrissy, I tell you, I can still cook dinner. Just prop me up against the stove.
No, Jack. Now, the doctor said you should rest. Hey, and don't worry. We'll have you up and running in no time. I'll cook the meals.
That'll do it. I wonder if I'll still be able to have children.
Sure. I think you ought to wait till your leg heals, though.
Yeah. Ow. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't want your leg catching cold now, do we?
No, it's tough when your toes get the sniffles.
There. How's that?
Oh, Chrissy, you're a regular Florence Nightingale.
Oh, I don't sing that well. Well, I'll just let you rest, okay? What is it?
Oh, my head.
What?
Chrissy, I have a headache. Could you please rub my temples?
Oh, poor baby. Oh, how's that?
Oh, it feels so good.
Has the pain gone away?
Not yet, Chrissy. I'm a very slow healer.
Jack, isn't there something that you and I should be doing?
I thought you wanted to wait till my leg heals.
I just feel like I've forgotten something.
Chrissy, relax. I never forget anything.
Well, here we are.
Oh, very nice, Janet.
I just remember what I never forget.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be here.
Quick, Chrissy, hide.
Well, make yourself at home.
Thank you. Oh, I like it. Oh, it's just like you. Warm, charming, so attractive.
That's the same line I always use.
It is?
Then I always say, it must get lonely sleeping in this big apartment all alone.
Must get lonely sleeping in a big apartment all alone.
Jack, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh, here's what you came up to see. What do you think of them?
Oh. Those are two beauties. I never seen such gorgeous exaltatas.
Exaltatas? I've never heard them called that before.
You know, if you want them to grow, you have to put them in the window at least once a day.
I know, but I'm so concerned about them getting too much sunlight. They're so delicate.
Oh, no. You'd be surprised the rough treatment they can take. What kind of dry? When was the last time you steamed them?
A couple of weeks ago.
I think they're about due again.
No, I think you're right.
I don't believe this.
Ferns are very sturdy plants, you know.
Ferns?
Of course, ferns.
Then you ought to be ashamed of yourself for what you were thinking.
Watch out.
Okay.
There's nothing like steam to perk up a fern.
Oh, yeah, you know, if I didn't know better, I would say that this little guy is smiling.
They're coming out of the bathroom together.
Hey, you know, you really ought to rest. Why don't you go to bed?
And miss this, forget it, Chrissy.
Come on, the doctor said you gotta get some rest. Now, come to bed.
Chrissy, can I come to the couch, please?
Oh, here, oh.
What was that?
I don't know.
Well, it came from that room. I better have a look.
Oh, well, be careful.
Don't worry, I can handle myself.
What are you two doing?
Yeah, fella.
Not what you think.
You know these people?
In a way.
Well, in a way. See, we're neighbors. We live in the apartment upstairs. Looks just like this one. We make this mistake all the time. The wife and I sometimes don't know where we're going to wake up. Isn't that right, Sugar Dumpling?
Okay, fella, up on your feet. Come on.
He can only get up on 1 foot.
What?
This one's broken.
Broken? Oh, Jack, how did it happen?
Well, Janet, when I left here this morning...
Whoa. When I left here this morning, well, your neighbor, huh?
Greg, these are my roommates. This is Chrissy Snow, and this is Jack Tripper. Oh, Jack...
Roommates? You said you lived alone.
No, not exactly. I said that we would be alone.
Hey, please, don't blame Janet. We promised her we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, we wanted to give her the home court advantage. Chrissy...
Not helping. Oh, Jack, does it hurt very bad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You! Anybody home?
Who's that? Another roommate?
No. That's our landlord. I'll go get rid of him.
Listen, can I...
Mr. Roper.
Where's Jack? I want to talk to him.
Jack broke his leg.
I know he broke his leg. That's why I got to talk to him.
Oh, what? Come on, Stanley. Let him rest. The poor boy's been through enough today.
He can rest after we settle this. Now, where is he?
He's in his bedroom.
I'm not going to go in there.
You don't have to worry, Stanley. A broken leg isn't catching.
Janet.
Oh.
Jack was explaining
to me. Who's this
guy? Oh, these are the Ropers. This is Greg Halliday.
How do you do?
Oh, I should have known. He hired himself a lawyer.
What?
Mr. Roper, excuse me, but, Greg...
You're wasting your time, Phil. You're not going to get a nickel out of me. I mean, is it my fault that those kind of guys have soft bones?
Don't get so excited.
Oh, it's okay. Let him get excited.
Well, hi, everybody.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Oh, look at that. Still wearing the cast, huh?
What do you mean still? The doctor said I have to wait 6 weeks before I can take it off.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a long time to wait.
I've waited longer.
6 weeks, huh? Well, I guess it is a little bit of an inconvenience for you, but it did happen in my apartment house, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Just sign this. It says you're not going to sue me or anything. I'll give you $50 in cash.
Mr. Roper, I'm not interested in your $50.
All right, I'll double it, $100, but that's my final offer.
Honest, Mr. Roper,
All right, I'll double my final offer, $200, but that's it.
Mr. Roper, I'd rather not talk about money, okay?
Oh, I get it. I get it. You want your lawyer here to talk for you, huh?
I am not a lawyer.
Don't talk to me, you shyster. I gotta go lie down.
I better go with him. It's not often he's lying down and excited at the same time.
Hey, Chrissy, will you help me sit down on this couch here?
Jack, I think that Janet and Greg would like to be alone together.
Oh, sure. I understand. Well, Chrissy, just would you help me limp down to the Regal Beagle?
Nothing doing. I want you in bed.
sit down?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Greg, I think I owe you an apology. I should have told you about my roommates. I hope you're not angry.
Oh, no, why should I be angry? I like the arrangement. Them in their room and us in our room.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of cozy in here, isn't it?
I wasn't talking about this room. I was talking about your bedroom.
My bedroom? Oh, but it's so comfortable here on the couch.
But it'd be so much more comfortable on the bed.
Greg, are you trying to ask me something or are you trying to tell me something?
Look, your friend Jack may be wearing a cast, but I'm not.
Did you come over here tonight expecting...
Naturally. Man does not live on ferns alone.
And you just assumed that I would go to bed with you?
After all, you invited me up here, remember? What else was I to assume?
Well, let me make one thing perfectly clear, Mr. Halliday. Just because a woman invites you to her home doesn't mean she wants to play house.
No, wait.
Just because I invited you instead of you inviting me, that's no reason for you to think that I'm a pushover.
Don't mind me, I'm just passing through.
Good point. Okay, how about if I'd invited you over to my place? Then we'd have no problem, right?
See, there's only one bathroom.
Of all the arrogant, conceited men.
It's all the orange juice I drank.
Okay. I'm not pushy. I mean, if you feel you're one of those girls that has to wait until the second date, I...
Ow!
Listen, I'll turn the water on. I won't hear a thing. Go ahead.
Listen, you. I have no intention of becoming one more statistic in your little black book. What happened? Oh.
Excuse me. I broke the ones on the floor, but the one hanging in the shower is okay.
All right. $250, and that's my final offer.
Look, once and for all, I am not a lawyer, and I don't know anything about law.
You don't know anything about women, either.
Well, how do you know?
What?
Well, I mean, between you and them and him, I never had a chance.
What?
Yeah. What's the...
What?
I'll tell you another thing. I hate ferns.
Now, wait a minute. You mean he really isn't a lawyer?
He really isn't in anything.
You're not going to sue me?
No, I told you, I don't want your money.
Oh, good, good. And you owe me $27.50 for breaking my rubber tree plant.
Hey, Mr. Roper?
What's that?
Oh, don't go in there, Mr. Roper.
Don't tell me not to go in there. I'll go in any place I please. I'm the landlord, remember?
No, wait a second, sir. I think you should listen to me.
Mr. Roper,
hang up.
You broke her fern.
I couldn't see.
Well, now we're even.
Huh?
That's Janet's policy at the store. You break it, you bought it.
That's right, Mr. Roper. Would you like me to wrap this, or do you want to wear it home? Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Roper.
Janet! Chrissy, get out here! I got something to show you! You notice anything different about me?
You shaved your mustache.
No, I never had a mustache. It's the leg.
You shaved your leg?
Chrissy, the cast is off, and the doctor said I can do anything I want!
Oh, Jack, that's great!
It sure is. Come here, Chrissy.
Where?
You're next, Janet. Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.